For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Census data shows about 5% of Michigan's population identifies as Latinx. That's more than 500,000 people who are potentially bilingual or who only speak Spanish. In May, we launched a new Spanish language podcast here at WKAR called Que Onda Michigan. It's an effort to bridge the information gap faced by many non-English speakers in mid-Michigan. From its first lively chords on the classical guitar, Que Onda Michigan sets a welcoming tone.
Hola a todos, soy Michelle Yokishpolo, the WKAR.
Que Onda is like somebody might greet you with like, oh, what's up? Que Onda. And so Que Onda Michigan is like, what's up, Michigan?
That's Araceli Crescencio. As a reporter for WLNS in Lansing, she's a familiar face in mid-Michigan. In April 2020, as the COVID-19 crisis grew, Crescencio began producing a series of news updates on Facebook in Spanish. Her work caught the eye of our own Michelle Yokishpolo, who joined the WKAR news team last August. In December, she reached out to Crescencio with an idea to build upon that work.
I felt like that there was something missing, and this was an opportunity to get that started, to get a weekly update of what's important for Latinx communities in Michigan.
So Michelle and Araceli teamed up to produce a new Spanish language podcast.
En el 2012, el presidente Barack Obama pasó una ley por orden ejecutiva permitiendo que los hijos de personas indocumentados puedan aplicar a un permiso de trabajo.
Que Onda delivers local news in Spanish, like COVID-19 updates, but it also highlights topics relevant to Latinx listeners, like immigration and DACA, the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Yokishpolo recounts a recent interviewee who is struggling to renew her 2-year work permit that allows her to stay in the U.S. legally.
She reapplied earlier this spring, and she's been waiting since March, and she was let go of her job because her permit lapsed. And so those things, I think, are particularly important for the Latinx Spanish-speaking community, and we kind of dive a little bit deeper into that.
Michelle, ¿qué piensas hacer con el dinero si tú ganas?
Que Onda is slowly building listenership in mid-Michigan, and so far, feedback has been good.
This new program, get the information that they want and they need, is very, very important to the community.
Nino Rodriguez is a leading figure in Lansing. He's a former educator, a city school board member, and the founder of Adelante Forward, a quarterly magazine catering to a largely Latinx audience. He's encouraged to see a new audio platform informed by strong journalism.
WKAR, having the knowledge that they have to transfer that to our community. For instance, the vaccine, all this pandemic that we are having, WKAR has a lot to say in that.
Sain Benavides agrees. He's a local organizer and director of Cafecito Caliente, which promotes news and events in Lansing's Latinx community.
We needed it yesterday. There's a community out there that just doesn't hear. The only thing we have really is Nino's magazine, Adelante Forward, which provides everything imaginable that you would want. And at the same time, it's still not enough.
Podcast co-producer Araceli Crescencio says she wants listeners to feel like they're part of a family.
We feel like it should be a conversation between us and the Spanish-speaking community. So we want it to feel like an open invitation to call in and let us know what it is that they want to hear.
Michelle Yokishpolo says engaging the community by soliciting their story ideas will ultimately be the key to the show's success.
Because that's the only way that we're going to truly be a community effort. And so in the future, I think we really want to build that network of community. You know, this is important to me, and I would really want to hear more about it.
Yokishpolo says she hopes the podcast becomes an avenue where the community can call in and have their everyday news questions answered. You can find Que Onda Michigan wherever podcasts are available. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.